Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. If there's one topic within the world of trademarks that I've probably covered the most in my blog posts, videos, and podcasts, it's scammers. Unfortunately, the scammers have not gone away. They appear to be growing more and more rampant. So I feel necessary to do a public service and warn the general public, not only my clients, of course I warn my clients specifically, but to warn the general public about these scammers. These scammers, as you may know, take data that's in the USPTO's public database that is available to everyone and can be downloaded with software very easily. And they take people's addresses and they send invoices and letters and bills that often look like official correspondence and request money. There's two main types. They either request money for a publication of your trademark, or they request money for the renewal of your trademark. Now, the renewal of your trademark could be legitimate, but these scammers are requesting the money more than a year before the renewal can even be filed, and they're charging ridiculous fees, and it's not clear if they're providing a legal service, if they're providing any kind of advice, what exactly they're doing to help you file the renewal. The publications are completely worthless because in my 20 years of working on trademarks, having worked at the USPTO, going to conferences around the world in the field of trademark law, I've never once looked at one of these quote unquote trademark publications. I've never heard anybody refer to one. They have no significant value or importance. That's because the records are easily publicly available from the government online already. These publications or databases are at best duplicative, at worst don't even really exist and don't even publish your mark. And they request amounts like $2,500 to publish your mark in this directory or publication. So that's what these scams are. Now, I've taken my publicizing these scams to the next level. I've set up a dedicated website all about the scams. It's called Is This a Trademark Scam? It can be found at www.isthisatrademarkscam.com. Right now, it's a relatively simple site, a collection of blog posts, but look for enhancements in the near future with some videos, with some additional content, perhaps with a webinar where I can provide more detail and actual samples of what these scams look like. If you look at the videos, you can see actual examples. If you look at the blog posts, you can see photos of actual examples of what some of these scams look like and what they're called. I want everybody to study up on these scams, number one, so you don't get taken by them, and number two, help spread the word to the rest of the trademark world, to other people who might be filing trademark applications and not know or not have received the notice or looked at a notice warning them about these scams. Help spread the word. www.isthisatrademarkscam.com. It's a free resource. If you've got ideas for how to make it better or what else I could put on it, please let me know. I really, really, really want to put these scammers out of business. I wish the USPTO and the Department of Justice and law enforcement would do more to crack down on it. But in the interim, I'm doing all that I can. Thanks for helping. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.